mosquito hope, I think.
Okay. And this is a type of... Well, what type of stinging insects are there?
Ants?
Yeah. Well, I mean, flies.
Bees?
Yeah. Okay.
Wasp?
Okay. What different type of wasps are there? Some of them live in these dirt things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a pipe thing.
Yeah. Some of them are... Oh, jackets.
Jackets?
Well, that's a bee. That's...
Yeah.
That's a bee lag.
What about something bigger than a wasp? That builds a nest sort of like this in a tree, I think.
Hornet?
Okay. Well, the kind of wasp, you know, that builds a mud nest.
Yellow jacket.
Yeah. I think, have you ever heard dirt dauber?
Yeah, dirt dauber. A dirt dauber.
Will they sting you?
I don't think they're stinging.
Okay. Then this is something that flies around at night and it'll bite you and then it'll...
Mosquitoes.
Okay. And this is a little red insect. Like if you go out to pick blackberries or something.
Redbug.
Okay. You ever call that?
Redbug.
Okay. I've seen chiggers. I've heard that.
A chigger is a little black.
Chiggers?
Flea. It's a little black flea is what I always call chiggers.
Like fleas that dogs have?
Mm-hmm. Only they're small. You know, a dog flea is kind of big flea.
Yeah.
But a chigger is a little bitty flea.
Yeah.
They get on little bitties mostly.
Yeah.
Whenever you get on the head of the little bitties and...
Yeah.
They'll kill your bitties.
Okay. And this is I think it's green. Well, it can be brown, but mostly they're green, and they hop around in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
Okay, you ever heard hopper grass?
Yeah, I call them hopper grass.
Which one did you say?
Grasshopper.
Okay. Who calls it a hopper grass, though? Is there?
I don't know.
You just heard that, okay. A type of fish you might use for bait?
Minnow.
Okay. And something that a spider builds.
Nah. A spider web.
Okay. If that's in the house, what do you call it? The spider web?
Yeah, call it spider web and cobweb.
Cobweb. Does a cobweb have a spider in it?
I don't know. I don't really think they do, but you know, they say the cobweb will stop blood whenever nothing else will.
Oh, really?
So you can put... You know, where like you cut your finger and it's bleeding real bad.
Yeah.
And you can put cobweb on it and stop it.
That's interesting.
I've heard that all my life.
Have you ever heard of cures for getting rid of warts?
What?
You know, warts that get on your hand or something like that? I got one there. You know, have you ever heard of ways to get rid of those?
Now, there's a man that lives right over here. He's a kind of old man, and he's got the tonsils real bad. And Edwin, this boy's oldest brother, he had a real bad wart down his knee.
Mm-hmm.
And it would stay sore, and it bleed a whole lot. And so when he was about 14 years old, I imagine, he went over there to Mr. Hudson.
Yeah.
And he rubbed his wart. They say he can take him off, he rubbed his wart. And so it wasn't long before his wart was gone, and it still has never come back.
I've heard of something like you take a potato and split it open and do something with a penny you put in there and then bury the potato at a certain time. Things like that. You ever heard any of that? Okay, and the type... if you have a plant, the part of the plant that's in the ground.
What?
The part of a plant or a tree.
The root.
Okay. You ever heard of, are there any roots that